It's time for the Rundown with Rob Sanders.
Well, we're waiting.
Welcome into the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. Got a great show planned for you. We've got to start with some injury news here and some transfer portal news. Not really what you want to start the program with, but let's start with Clemson. Wide receiver Will Taylor is out for the season after a knee injury he sustained against Boston College over the weekend. He totaled 104 total yards on the year, 64 of those coming from punt returns. So, yeah, that's not very good, as Clemson now has to figure out who's going to return punts. It was Will Shipley, but that didn't work out. And then Ortre Smith is leaving the South Carolina program. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I got to get directly out to the phones. Monday is your reaction day. If you're upset from over the weekend, or if you're calling in because, well, you said something on the over last week that you want to correct, we'll take calls at 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is a number to call if you want to join us here on the Rundown. Ortre Smith, of course, leaving South Carolina by the transfer portal. He opted out last season because of COVID. Freshman year was great. Then all of a sudden, things just kind of fell apart. So he will be leaving the South Carolina program. So both South Carolina and Clemson lose a player to the transfer portal. One to injury, one to the transfer portal. Let's go ahead and we'll start with some reaction stuff from the weekend. Why don't we start with Kentucky and Florida? And I'll tell you why. I give the Wildcats a lot of grief. But the reality is that I got to moonwalk some stuff back I said. I thought that there was a possibility that Mizzou would be the team that would finish second in the SEC East. Yeah, I was stupid on that front. Absolutely dumb. I've got to tell you what Dan Mullen said after his team got handed a loss at Kentucky. Out the phones we go. Welcome into the Rundown. Good afternoon.
Oh, Hollywood.
I figured that was coming.
Hollywood. You know, he said he wouldn't run. I sure hope we can take his word for it. This Duval County foghorn, leghorn sounding, swamp dwelling, football ignorant. This guy, of course, I say that, but the only person more football ignorant I know of is running the show right now. So
that's right.
Probably shouldn't throw that term around too loosely.
Be polite, sir. You're down below the minions now. Remember that.
Yeah, look, when I found out he's actually from Jacksonville, everything makes sense. Jacksonville's so dumb, even the river runs backwards, okay? This poor guy probably has to step over spent shell casings and dirty needles just to get his mail. So,
well, since you're here, let me ask you this question really quick. Dan Mullen, after the game, said that he was asked if he got out-coached. He goes, no, 382 yards. I guess that's sputtering. We had 382. They had 211. Could you be any dumber than Dan Mullen for saying that after you got your butt handed to you in the land of bluegrass?
Did you happen to see some of the famous tweets from around Gator Nation after that?
I figured all the Gator fans just quit, but that's just me.
Oh, it was bad. And on top of everything else, the guy was caught smiling and laughing coming across the field as the clock hit zero. Did you see that?
I did see that. I'm laughing now because I don't know what's going to happen next. I mean, luckily for them, they play Vanderbilt this week. They should clock Vanderbilt, right, in theory?
Well, if not, as long as they win the yards game, you know, as long as they have more yards than Vanderbilt, everything should be fine, right, even if they lose.
Is that what they're putting up on the scoreboard now? Whoever gains more yards, that's who wins games.
Yeah, well, that's what Mullen was referring to. Well, we had more yards than they did.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, that'll help you get to Atlanta. Just win the yards contest. You know.
He's different. That's all. That's the only term I can use is that he's different.
he's different. And Florida was warned about that. That administration was. Scott Strickland just had to have him. I've been screaming that this was going to be the outcome for Florida for years, and here it is. And I think a lot of Florida fans are slowly waking up. His record versus just top 25 teams is just abysmal.
He's 3-5 in his last eight. Let your head roll around on that for a second. I just looked that stat up earlier. In his last eight games, he's 3-5.
Yeah.
And he's the only coach to lose to Kentucky in four decades.
Well, especially, lose twice.
That's what I'm saying.
Twice.
But he's the only coach to lose to Kentucky in four decades. I mean, he's a two-time loser, but he's the only coach to lose to Kentucky in four decades. He's definitely up there on the idiot list.
We always talk about recruiting on this show. Here's a little homework assignment for you, Rob. Go add up Florida's recruiting classes since Mullen has been there, and then add up where Kentucky's have ranked.
Oh, that's
tell
not,
me how you don't get it.
That's not
yeah,
even.
Yeah, tell
close.
Me how you don't. How is that not out getting out coached?
Mark Stoops is a better coach. We'll give him that.
Yeah. So I hope Hollywood is out there, and I hope he calls to apologize to Beg and Megan for even attempting to speak football. 43-18, Rob.
Have a great day, sir. All right, let's go back out to the phones. Welcome into the rundown. Good afternoon. Hello. This is the rundown. Oh, well, I guess they decided to hang up. You're welcome to call at 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. 382 yards. I guess that's sputtering. We had 382. They had 211. Come on, Dan Mullen. I thought you were an offensive mastermind. I thought you were a coach that could get things done. What is your problem? Welcome into the rundown. Good afternoon.
Good. I don't run. I told you I won't run. I told you I'd call win, lose, or draw.
Is it true that you have to step over needles and gun shells? That's what Beg and Megan says. I'm just asking.
Hey, don't worry about that, Beg and Megan. When last time they won a championship? Would they win a championship with this team they got this year? 1980.
Sir, your coach is the first coach to lose to Kentucky in 40 years.
Yeah. I wasn't pleased
with
that.
Come on, man. You can't really run your mouth much. I mean,
they
lost to
Kentucky
for the – come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I do appreciate you calling in and defending yourself. You still think you're rolling Georgia? You still think you're rolling Georgia?
To Beg and Megan, will they win a national championship?
Will
they win a national championship?
All right, I'm just trying to think that maybe Kentucky was a slip-up. You still think you're rolling Georgia?
Oh, yeah, we're going to roll Georgia. If they put that quarterback their head in on Saturday, we'll beat them.
Okay, man.
We'll beat them.
Sure.
They don't have offense. They got defense. They don't have offense.
Okay. Well, you guys we'll go and chew on that loss because it doesn't happen
It hurts. It hurts. It is what it is. Mm. Yep. 1986 since they beat us in Kentucky. 1986.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know where to go with that, sir.
They are Beg and Megan, meet me in Jacksonville. Oh, he probably can't go to the game. He probably don't have a ticket. He probably don't have a ticket. If you're a Georgia Bulldog fan, you go to the cocktail party. Would he be there?
I mean, I don't know if he's going to set up the Beg and Megan tent and invite you in
I'll be at the game. Ain't no doubt.
Okay.
I will be at the game.
Well, then you need to tweet out a picture of you at the game, sir. What's up with that?
I ain't got
to
do all that. I will be there, buddy. I don't miss Georgia-Florida games.
Okay. Well, good luck with all that, sir.
All right.
Thanks a lot, man. Have a good day. I figured I was going to have that exchange. I don't know where to go with that. That was interesting. Anyway, Dan Mullen's getting creamed for that, and that's not good. All right, 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832, 382 yards to their 211. By the way, this is how Kentucky is winning games. Don't be shocked if you look at the stats, and Kentucky is a team that beats you with a little bit of nothing. They don't have to have an absurd amount of offense. They're going to do things that... they had a blocked field goal in that game, returned it for a touchdown. That theoretically was the play that changed everything. So Kentucky is going to do some things like that. Jerome says they're not going to be a shoe-in. Wow, okay. Anyway, the reality is that that was one of the, I don't think it was really as big of an upset as people thought, but hey, Kentucky was an 8-point dog at home, and they got the win. Other games around the SEC this weekend, we've got Georgia and Arkansas. Georgia wins that game 37-0. The Bulldogs, that game was probably over right there in the first quarter when they backed up KJ Jefferson into his end zone and pretty much just ran completely over them. I'm not saying Arkansas is not a top 10 team, but they did not play like a top 10 team on Saturday as they look snake bit down in Athens. Tennessee and Mizzou, 62-24. There were games last year that certain basketball teams had trouble scoring 62 points, but the Tennessee football team scored 62 points on Mizzou. If you follow the folks from Mizzou, man, they'll tell you this is like one of the worst performances that they've had in a long time. And the first inkling of, man, we may have to fire Eli Drinkwitz is out there. I mean, he just got there. They want the defensive coordinator's head on a stick, and that may be coming down the pipe as Tennessee just did whatever they wanted to do. They had a 42-10 lead in the second quarter. Yeah, there's that. Carolina Jackpot Online says Kentucky would beat Arkansas. You're probably right, sir. Probably right. But Tennessee beating up on Mizzou, winning by, what, 38 points? Not very many folks saw that coming down the pipe. It was just a blowout, basically. Same thing for Alabama and Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin throwing the headset at the pregame. Get your popcorn ready. Oof. Wow. I don't know about all that. Alabama was Alabama on Saturday. Man, they tried so hard to build it up, too. Alabama's going to do this, Ole Miss is going to do this, and maybe this is the year one of the disciples of Saban finally gets him. Yeah, not so much. Not so much. Interesting stat from that game. Alabama just needed 201 yards to take a 28-0 lead. Yeah, that's interesting. So with that, Alabama rolls on. Also in the SEC over the weekend, of course, we're taking your calls at 803-978-1832. Auburn wins over LSU. You know, there was a big section of people, including myself, saying that Auburn was a dumpster fire. And they still may be a dumpster fire. But they went into LSU, which is now a full-blown dumpster fire. And they went in there and won their first game since, what, like 1999? And Bo Nix played like he was like literally a guy that was playing for his job, basically. And he goes in, and of course they had the issues with firing the wide receivers coach. No one knew if it was going to be TJ Finley going in there and trying to knock down that LSU wall. Yeah, not so much. Not so much. Auburn wins 24-19 over LSU. And now it looks like the leader for the hot seat watch in the SEC has to be Ed Orgeron. If he's not fired at the end of the season, I'd probably be shocked. I'd probably be shocked. 803-978-1832. Also, Mississippi State wins over Texas A&M. 26-22. You know, there might be some people that are tired of Jimbo Fisher and his silliness down there. He doesn't look right in a cowboy hat anyway, but they may be getting tired of him down there at Texas A&M as they fall to Mississippi State 26-22. And let's not forget Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt picked up their win over the fine folks from Connecticut, 30-28. They did not cover, but I say that because they were like 14.5-point favorites. They win by two. The Commodores only have SEC games left, so this may be the final win of the season for them. I think that, you know, they're going to have issues with just about everybody. They are not a very good football team right now. So there's that. There's our run around the SEC. And, of course, South Carolina struggled. That's the only word that I can think of here in their win over Troy. When you look back at this game, the big thing that I took away from it was 10 penalties for 93 yards for the Gamecocks. Got to cut down on some of that, man. Got to cut down on some of that. If they're planning on winning games like this weekend at Tennessee, which I said at the beginning of the season, I thought that South Carolina had the talent to go into Tennessee and win. Now, with the way that things are, when you give up 10 penalties for almost a football field in a game, and you almost lose to a team that was picked to finish last in their division in the Sun Belt. Now, I know some people, including my buddy Carolina Jackpot Online, will tell you that's not what Phil Steele said. The preseason rankings from the Sun Belt media days had Troy as fifth in their division. Now, of course, they've played better. Their defense looks good, and I'll give them that. But they were picked to finish near the bottom. And now the struggle to do that and win that game, now South Carolina's got to go on the road to Tennessee, and Tennessee looks like they're getting it together. Hendon Hooker is a guy that they basically took off the woodpile at Virginia Tech. He comes in and he looked dominant against Mizzou, but let's be fair, that Mizzou defense is terrible. I am confident in the Gamecock offense. I think the Gamecock offense is, excuse me, the Gamecock defense. I think they're a defense that kind of lets you eat up everything in between the 20s, but they can make plays. They really can. They won the turnover battle again. Now the question is, can they cut down on penalties and keep themselves out of trouble on that front? Because they're going to have to do that if they're going to win at Tennessee. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to call if you'd like to join us here on the Rundown this afternoon. We'll look back at the ACC and the games from the weekend there. If you want to respond to Dan Mullen, we had 382 yards. They had 211. We were sputtering. Wow. Sad. Sad, sad, sad. 803-978-1832. More of the Rundown. We come back. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Feel free to call at 803-978-1832. Uncle Lou says he would call in, but I would hang up on him. That's because Uncle Lou is illiterate and can't string together sentences and just doesn't want to have a debate. He wants us all to think that Kirby Smart's the best coach of all time, and that everyone should bow down to him, even though they haven't won a national title. I mean, I can have a conversation with you about that, but, I've summed up your entire call in a matter of seconds. So save your time, sir. Go back to doing whatever it is that you do. Anyway, we'll look at some of the other things from around the country this weekend. In case you missed it, Clemson loses wide receiver Will Taylor for the rest of the year. His injury will probably keep him out of baseball as well, as he left the game against Boston College in the third quarter on Saturday evening, set out with a knee injury. Injury bug biting Clemson a little bit. They've lost Brise, their defensive tackle. They've also lost, in addition to that, they've lost their other defensive tackle, Tyler Davis, to a pec injury. Will Shipley is still dealing with an injury to his knee. So they've got some major problems there on the injury front, but you still got to roll them out. Clemson is off this week. They will play at Syracuse next Friday night. Why are they scheduling games on Friday night? I don't get it. Stop with the games on Friday night. Also, Ortre Smith for South Carolina has decided to leave the program. He's going to enter the transfer portal. Had a great freshman year for the Gamecocks. Had like 30 catches. And it looked like he was going to be a guy that could possibly be the answer for South Carolina at receiver. He's decided to leave and enter the transfer portal. So, with that, it looks like they're going to have to figure out something different there at the wide receiver spot. But, you know, this is something that Gamecock fans are going to have to deal with, having guys transfer in and out. Have to see what's up with that. Jerome says, what's up with that kind of crazy that he didn't play? Yeah, and, you know, he opted out last season due to COVID, didn't play in the spring game. So it was kind of like, huh, wonder what the whole story is behind it, and you never really know. But I do agree with the theory of, hey, if you don't want to be here, go and transfer somewhere else and be somewhere that you want to be instead of, not saying he brought down the locker room, but if you have a guy who's not completely with it and is not saying, hey, you know, I'm on the same ship that Shane Beamer is trying to roll with here, could definitely throw you off. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832 is the number to call if you'd like to join us here on the Rundown this afternoon. Clemson falls out of the AP Top 25 as they will, that's like the first time in like 104 polls that they have fallen out of the top 25. So a streak ends there for Clemson, even though they win the game over Boston College, they still come up short. Let's go back out to the phones. Welcome into the Rundown. Good afternoon.
Hey, Rob, let's do comments about Shane Beamer.
Yeah.
I think he's in over his head.
Why would you say that?
Well, he goes on TV the other day and complains about if you're not using your tickets, send him and he'll put it on social media for your tickets to be given away.
Yeah, that didn't go over well.
That's his job, man. That's stupid.
I think that it's part of the coach's job to rally the fan base, but that didn't come across very well.
It just came across like he's in high school coach.
Yeah.
I mean, it just like he doesn't get the position that he has. I mean, he has a social media crew there. Let them handle that. He doesn't even need to be talking about the people that aren't there because it was a lot of them.
Yeah. I mean, Teddy Hefner tweeted out, and I retweeted it, our teammate here at Fox Sports Radio 1400. He was in the press box Saturday, and at 3:30, he took a picture of the crowd there, and there was pretty much no one in the upper deck of that game at Williams-Brice. And you know, and it is Troy, but I mean, when you stop and think about it, the weather was nice on Saturday; it wasn't hot, so why not go out and catch your game? So there you go.
And that was a game you were thinking that they would play well in and win.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, and there wasn't 66,000 people in those stands.
No, I doubt it. It was. I mean, the lower bowl was full, and the student section was full. But you know, I think that, and you know, you can blame other things too. Maybe it's an issue of folks not wanting to go out due to COVID. I don't know, but people showed up for the Kentucky game. They really did.
People showed up for the Clemson game. We were there. We were there at Clemson this past weekend.
Yeah, but in fairness, and they even mentioned it on the radio broadcast, a lot of the people left at the half for the Clemson
game. Oh, yeah, a lot of people left at the half and didn't come back in. But the start of the game was there were a lot of people there, and we were sitting probably about 15 rows up on the 45. Mm-hmm. And Sweeney was on the running backs and the wide receivers like you wouldn't believe, and C.J. Spiller and Tyler Grisham were nowhere to be found.
Yeah, well, I didn't catch that. I mean, you probably had a better view of that than I did. But
I mean,
I'm not completely
screaming.
Sure.
I mean, he was screaming at Pace. He was screaming at, I forget the kid's last name, is it Maffa? Is that how they pronounce
Maffa,
it?
Maffa, yeah.
And he was screaming at the wide receivers, and then he would leave, and C.J. Spiller would walk up, and Tyler Grisham would walk up like, there's nothing happening. But he just had way too many drops. I mean, the wide receivers suck.
Yeah, Clemson's missing a slot receiver, and someone like a Hunter Renfrow or Amari Rogers or somebody like that. It seems like if they had that, then they would be a lot better off. But I think that's the least of their problems, to be completely honest. Yeah.
You know, the ones they had would catch, I mean, that game would have never been close. They could catch the ball and not get up and pat my chest. It's my fault. You know, we know it's your fault.
Catch the ball.
And yeah, and then you had DJ out there practicing at 12:30. Well, the wide receiver should have been out there with him.
I'm not a student trainer. Yeah, I completely get that. And I wonder if – it makes you wonder if he really has – if he's going out to do that and be out there on the field, then, you know, if I'm the wide receivers and I know he's going to do that, then I'm going to be out there with him. And if I'm going out there, I'm telling my wide receivers, we need to get some more work in. That's what good leaders do, but I don't know, man.
Alec Richum
had
basically nothing to say Saturday.
Well, what can he say?
We watched him when they came off the field. He wasn't saying anything to them.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, hopefully they get eat up in the tape room.
Well, yeah, I doubt that. But yeah, they need some help in that area. I mean, Dabo can't jump on everybody all the time. Sometimes it's got to be your position coach. Yeah. But they had a lot of injuries, but Justin Ross is losing himself money every time he plays a football game this year.
That's a good point, man.
I mean, and Andrew Booth is making himself millions right now.
That's true. All right, man. Hey, I appreciate you calling the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And one more call. Welcome into the Rundown. Good afternoon.
Brother Rub.
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, this is Cousin Kale up here in Simpsonville. I just want to give you a call. I call you usually after games. I just want to give you a buzz, man. I didn't know you had your own show.
Oh, well, thanks for checking out the show there, Cousin Kale. How are you doing?
Man, an ugly win is kind of like, at least you didn't go home alone. You know, it's a win is a win, and heck, we ain't had too many of them here lately. I tried to get in the game, but I don't know. Is there a new rule about having an ankle monitor on and they don't allow you in the game?
I don't know. I mean, they had issues with the students out there for one game. Like, you know, I think that was like the first game of the season where they had issues getting people into the game. I don't know, man, but I think you could have gotten into the game. It didn't look like there was that many people there. Maybe the ticket guys just didn't like you, man. Maybe that's what it is.
I was trying to sell some tube tops, but old mama, she hooked me up. But let me ask you this now. As far as the rest of the season goes for Shane Train, I think we're gonna be a Greyhound. Don't laugh at me now. The way Clemson's looking, and you know we all love that. I don't know who else is gonna beat Carolina. Kentucky just showed what we could do to Florida, and Tennessee. You know they one thing one week and another the next, and Vanderbilt, and then who we got?
Texas A&M, Auburn.
Oh, crap.
I forgot about them, too.
Yeah, well. But, Rob, I'm going to save your number here. I'm going to give you a call every now and again.
Well, you're always welcome to do that up in Simpsonville. We appreciate that.
Yes, sir, buddy. Lot 7, B7 at the trailer park. Come by. I got some moonshine.
Appreciate it, brother. You have a great day. First time I've been offered moonshine on the show. Wow. I wonder if he has like the flavored moonshine or if it's just like, you know, just the White Lightning. I don't know. We'll see. I'm no stranger to that. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. Out to the phones. We'll go when we come back. This is the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Out to the phones. B-Rad, what's up, buddy? How are you?
What's up, Rob?
What do you got for the show today, man?
Oh, man, this is my favorite week of college football, Georgia versus Auburn. My wife, she's an Auburn grad, and I'm a Georgia fan, and we live here in Auburn. And, man, it's always fun. You know, it's the oldest rivalry in the South, so it's always fun to, you know, put up my flags, let my neighbors see that, you know, that I'm a Georgia fan, and I love getting them riled up, and I just can't wait to see Bo Nix try to run around like he did this Saturday against LSU. I just can't wait to see him just run around. You know, he's going to go 0-3 against Georgia, and that's just what it is. He's never going to beat Georgia. He never will.
Georgia's, what, a 14.5-point favorite this weekend? And I can't remember the last time Auburn was that big of an underdog at home. It's been a while. So, you know, I'm not saying that Georgia won't cover it. I'm just saying that's a lot of points down there on the plains. We'll see.
Well, you know, Auburn, they got a rabbit's foot shoved up one of them damn trees in downtown Auburn. You know how Auburn is, man. They always got some kind of lucky wild play going on. So hopefully it'll just be, you know, another beatdown. I mean, hell, Auburn's, I think they're averaging 10 points a game against Georgia with Bo Nix as their quarterback. So I want to see if old Georgia can, you know, make it. I don't even want them to score. I want my wife to be so pissed off at me she don't talk to me for 3 days.
Oh, well, I ain't trying to ruin no marriage for you, but, yeah, I mean, that is one of the South's oldest rivalries, and it is one of the coolest games to watch every year.
Yeah. Hey, what about that robot over at Mizzou, dude? Don't you think they ought to spend a little money on their football team instead of a robotic dog?
That was probably the highlight for Mizzou was the robot. I almost put that up on the blog page at Fox Sports Radio, but I was like, people are going to think I'm just razzing Mizzou.
Well, Rob, I appreciate you taking my call, man. Right, if there's any Auburn fans out there, y'all suck. So I have a good one.
All right, there you go. Auburn fans are on watch here. I know a couple of Auburn fans. They seem like good people. All right, 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Another gentleman called, and he wanted to know who gets fired first. Is it Coach O or Dan Mullen? You think Dan Mullen's on the hot seat? That's probably a better way to go. After that comment on Saturday where, you know, he is the only coach in the last 40 years to lose to Kentucky. Now, I'm not trying to take anything away from Kentucky and what they did, but the reality is that, you know, that's not something that happened a lot, too. To the Florida program. Steve online says it's Coach O. Yeah, you can make an argument for that. LSU fans are not happy. And LSU is used to having a team that can line up and run the ball. This does not look like your typical trademark LSU team that is going to just line up and try to run the ball down your throat. Yes, they won a national title with Joe Burrow, and they were able to throw the ball and do all that stuff with it. But in reality, when you think LSU, you think, all right, this is a team that's going to run the football. They haven't been able to do that. They almost, I don't like using this word very much, but that's probably the softest LSU team I've seen play down in Baton Rouge. They looked soft. And that's something that's on Coach O. You know, it was all cute and everything. He's running around, go Tigers, and all the stuff that he's yelling and to Alabama fans, we're going to out-recruit you and blank you this and blank you that. Yeah, all that's great when you're winning. But when you lose to Auburn, a team that's in disarray, they get their first win at your place since 1999. When that happens, when you go out to UCLA and you lose to a Pac-10 team, a team that a lot of folks were thinking, Chip Kelly's on life support, and they beat you. The LSU fans are a proud bunch, but they're not going to put up with that. They're not. Things may have fallen off the rail for him, but I'm just coming to the point that Dan Mullen's just an idiot. He's just a complete goofball. The more and more he talks, the more and more you realize, wow, this guy's dumb. Absolutely dumb. All right, 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. You know, B-Rad there was talking about this is one of his favorite weeks of the year, the Georgia-Auburn game. You know, when I think of the SEC, I automatically think of Auburn and Alabama. I think of Florida and Georgia, but that Georgia and Auburn game every year is really good. You remember back in the day when the Tennessee-Alabama game was like one of the big SEC games? And that was like, wow, this is great. Yeah, not so much now. Tennessee's in that rebuilding mode. They've been rebuilding for a long time. But there are some great rivalries that happen in the SEC, and that's definitely one of them. All right, we'll take your calls this afternoon, 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. When you look at the SEC right now, I know Kentucky fans are going to be like, Rob, what about us? We're 5-0. Look, it's kind of clear cut. It's Alabama and then a drop off in the West. And in the East, it's Georgia and then a drop off in the East. Now, Hollywood earlier said that he thought that Florida was going to roll Georgia. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Just saying. But it looks like it's those two in a clear-cut battle there for the SEC East SEC crown. And by the way, you may only get one team in the playoff because Cincinnati looks like they're going to be undefeated. Talk about that when we come back. This is The Rundown. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us. Someone was telling me about Wake Forest, and I wasn't giving Wake Forest any respect. Wake Forest is 5-0. Here's the thing with Wake Forest. They haven't played a nationally ranked team yet. They do have 13 takeaways, which is sixth best in football. They're giving up 5.5 yards per play defensively. Eh. Here's the thing with Wake Forest. Their season's going to be, if they can get past North Carolina, they got, they'll be favored their next three games. They go to North Carolina November the 6th. If they win there, they're 9-0, welcoming in NC State, if NC State is still ranked. So there's that. Then they play Clemson and Boston College. So it's a tough road to go for the to the ACC championship game. But their defense is really not that good. So there's that. Some other teams in, that are ranked, I think that Wake Forest is a little bit overrated, to be honest. Oklahoma State is also overrated. They're ranked 12th in the country. You know, they did get wins over Kansas State and Baylor. They're right there on the cusp of the top 10, but three of their five wins have come by a single possession, so they are a cardiac type of team there. So I think they're a little bit of the overrated. As far as underrated goes, I know they got hammered by Alabama, but Ole Miss, I think, is going to be pretty good. Kentucky, on the other hand, they're at 5-0. Their signature win is obviously the Florida game, winning that one at home. They also ended up with the they got a win over Mizzou, win over South Carolina, and then Louisiana Monroe and the other game against the Snake, Chattanooga. They got a win over Mizzou, win over South Carolina, and then Louisiana Monroe and the other game against the Snake, Chattanooga. Those are the five wins there. They play an LSU team where I think the opening line is they're a one-point favorite at home. I got to think back to the last time that LSU was an underdog on the road at Kentucky. You got to look at that. I mean, that's had to have been a while. Here's the thing. Kentucky can beat LSU. I know the folks down in the land of the Cajun don't want to hear that. But Kentucky can beat LSU because Kentucky does the things that that LSU wishes that they could do. Run the football, play in-your-face aggressive defense. I think that they have an opportunity to beat LSU. Now, would I be surprised if LSU went in there and blew them out? Nope. This, what is it, the 60,000 fans at Kroger Field? Someone was telling me that the other day about they're the 60,000 fans at Kroger Field. They're going to come out and they're going to throw Florida for a loop. Okay. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. The Biscuit says that's a 50-50 game. I think he's right. You want to wait for Ed Orgeron to get tarmacked, though? If they go to Kentucky and they lose, oof. By the way, after that matchup, the big thing for Kentucky, Kentucky gets that game at home. If you look at the rest of the Kentucky schedule, all the hopes and dreams. By the way, I think game day will be in Athens the week of the 16th if Kentucky wins this game over. I got to look at the rest of the games, but that they'd have a heck of an argument there. But Kentucky could, I think they're favored this weekend. I think they're going to get popped by Georgia next weekend. They've also got, they go to Mississippi State. Then they welcome in Tennessee, and they go on the road to Vanderbilt, New Mexico State at home, and then they play on the road at Louisville, which is a gong show. So the idea of Kentucky looks like they might be favored in a lot of those games. I don't know if they're going to be able to pull through or not, but we'll see. Jackpot Online says they're going to lose and leave that big sack of gumbo in Lexington. Blake says that the Pirate will get those Wildcats for homecoming. Look, I'm not saying Kentucky's a world beater, but their fans have a lot to be excited about. And the way the schedule sets up, I don't think anybody's going into Georgia and winning right now. But the rest of their schedule, they could be close. Could be close. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to call if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown. On Fox Sports Radio 1400, of course, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Don't forget, Clemson Sports Talk is next. Megan says, game day doesn't do Kentucky games. So they're playing at Georgia. They're not doing the Kentucky game. They're getting Georgia and a team that's going to be, in theory, what, 6-0? The battle for the SEC East is right there. Just saying. I don't think Kentucky's going to go at 11-1 like some folks do, but I think they have the capability of winning this week. And if they do that, they're going to be 6-0. You're telling me you wouldn't want a 6-0 game against Kentucky and then a 6-0 game if Georgia can win over Auburn? It's probably your best matchup of the weekend. I'd have to look at the rest of the schedule. But as we roll into that, as far as the SEC goes, we'll look at the stuff really quick here. But I think that that's probably your, you know, they have to go somewhere. Let's see here. Let's go to the SEC games for next week. Arkansas and Ole Miss. Vandy and Florida. Oh, no, let's look one more week ahead. I'm sorry. Auburn and Arkansas. Florida and LSU. Texas A&M, Mizzou. Kentucky, Georgia. Alabama, Mississippi State. Vandy, South Carolina. Ole Miss, Tennessee. Your best SEC game, in my opinion, is probably that game with Georgia and Kentucky. Anyway, we'll have to see how that works out as we roll along. We're going to have on the show this week, I got a beat writer from Tennessee, talk a little bit about the Tennessee matchup with South Carolina. Has Tennessee turned the corner on offense? We'll see. It's going to be interesting to see how Clayton White and that South Carolina defense match up with them because they played pretty good football all season. Can they keep Tennessee at a point where it's manageable? Line on that game opened up at 12. I think it's down to 10 now. Jackpot says Vandy and South Carolina should be the 3:30 game on CBS. Thank you for contributing to the show, sir. Oh, goodness. 803-978-1832, because we're about out of time today. Don't forget, my buddy Lawton Swan from Clemson Sports Talk will be joining us momentarily. He is the czar of Clemson sports. So be sure to check out his program, as he'll give you everything you need to know about Clemson and the rest of the college football world. You can check out Swanee's program. 803-978-1832 is the number to call here. His program is at Clemson Sports on Twitter, clemsonsportstalk.com. My blog page is up. Complete info on Ortre Smith transferring, Will Taylor with his knee injury. All of that information is up at foxsportsradio1400.com. You can check out the webpage there. And follow me on Twitter, at Rob Sounds Good. Podcast for this show will be up at 5 o'clock. Thanks for checking out the show. We will see you tomorrow.